Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hell, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Raymond, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say I love you.
That's the late, great Buddy Holly, ladies and gentlemen. Always wondered what music would be like if he hadn't died so young. Still one of the classics out there, one of the greats. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're having a great visit with our good friend Harold Furchtgott-Roth. He's director of Center for Economics of the Internet at the Hudson Institute, and credentials a mile long as an expert in the area of communications, telecommunications, formerly served as a commissioner of the FCC. Harold, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I've been a little upset about over the last several years has been some of these corporate mergers that have really taken competition out of the... I'm not an antitrust fan, as you know, Harold, but it's bothered me when United Airlines merged with Continental. That didn't help the customers. Customers were not helped by that. They were, I think they were actually harmed by that. And now there are some telecom mergers that are in the works that the FCC is dealing with. I want you to report on that a little bit. But I'm concerned that the failure to invest in the economy is creating a demand for consolidation in a lot of industries. And I'm concerned that customers really are being harmed by this. What do you think?
Well, first of all, there are a few mergers under review by the FCC. I'm actually troubled about why the FCC is reviewing mergers when we have not one but two other federal agencies designated by law to review mergers.
Do they have that purview? Is there anywhere in their charter that gives them that purview?
No, it's not there at all. You can look at it as hard and as long as you like, but the Communications Act does not instruct the FCC to review mergers. The way it does that is it does it through license transfers. It's a bit as if you went if a company was buying another company and it went to the Department of Motor Vehicles to transfer the truck licenses from the service van, and the Department of Motor Vehicles said, you know, you've got this merger going on, and I think you ought to pay $1 billion to my good buddy over here, and I think we want you to rebuild our Department of Motor Vehicles building over here. And you're going to donate another $100 million to this special charity.
Is it that flagrant?
Yes, it's
really.
That's all that's going on when the FCC reviews a merger. It's keep in
mind. It's a shakedown. Then is what you're saying,
Jim? Those are your words. They're not mine.
Well, I'm a simple guy. I'm just out here on Main Street. You know, we use simple language out here on Main Street. We call it, if it walks, as a president once said, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, we call it a duck.
Well, that whatever that duck is called, it's what goes on at the Federal Communications Commission. They do not have the legal authority to review mergers, and yet they do it. And the reason they get away with it is that this is the regulatory agency that these companies have to deal with. If they complain, the agency will get back on them some other way.
So this is what you're saying is that even though the other agencies are Obama's agencies as well, this is the one that he has the most control over their operation about, right? Even the others aren't affecting their operation. The others are like the antitrust division are taking up whether they should be merging or not, but the FCC has the key to the door, doesn't it?
It has a lot more what's called leverage.
Yeah.
If the antitrust division of the Justice Department wants to block a merger, they have to go to court and they have to persuade a judge, and there are standards within antitrust law about how what's an acceptable merger and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
Federal Communications Commission can block a merger by just saying no. They don't have to go to any court.
Mm.
They don't have to prove themselves to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
All they have to do is say no. And they can also extract conditions, which they do,
right,
and say, you have to give money to a certain charity, or you
have to do
the following sort of thing.
If you go back and look at my predictions, I predicted that this kind of activity would happen in the last year of President Obama's presidency, and this is what's happening. Harold Furchtgott Roth, thanks for being here. Good job today. Will you come back soon?
I'd love to be back anytime.
Hudson.org, right?
That's right.
That's for Hudson Institute, and you can find the Center for Economics of the Internet right there, folks. So check that out and all the things that Harold Furchtgott Roth does. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.